The church is a great mother to us. She's a great guide and a great teacher. And today our nation, or the church in our nation, is asked to look at this day and observe it as a day of prayer and penance for the legal protection of the unborn. So just to reflect on what that means, and just to call to mind that intention, the legal protection of the unborn, and what that might bring to mind for some of us. Times of praying for mothers and their unborn babies, encounters that we've had with them, those that we've walked with in some way, for situations that we've prayed for, both that have ended in abortion or those that ended, thanks be to God, in life. For conversations, debates, arguments, pleasant or unpleasant, that we've had about this. However many years of marching for life, phone calls, letters, Saturday mornings, praying outside of clinics, however many hours ministering to women and families and the unborn. A lot comes up with this intention that we're praying for today. So it's a humbling thing that the church asks us to do, to pray and do penance, but nonetheless important and necessary. So just in my own prayer and reflection, two points of focus for these prayers and penances that we might be offering today: renewal in Christ and focusing on the cross of Christ. The church's call today renews us to renewal in Him, in Christ, to renew ourselves in a spirit of prayer and penance that should ground us in the Lord's example and should call us to conversion. Two things to remember. Jesus began His public ministry with 40 days of prayer and fasting that was no doubt efficacious, offered for the people He'd encounter, the various situations that He'd walk into. So something for us to imitate Him who are striving to be more and more like Him. Number two, He gave us His word that fateful day that some weary disciples came to Him and said, "Lord, we can't cast out these demons. What do we do?" And He said, "Only by prayer and fasting." So we take Him at His word on that and believe in the power of it. So our call to prayer and penance ought to renew us and reground us in Him as we seek to witness to and defend life. For without Him, we can do nothing. And secondly, the church's call humbles us to remember that for all of those situations and peoples in the past that we've prayed for, ministered to, or heard about, there's one of these just simple but necessary truths that we have to cling to, and that is this, that no one, especially unborn children, aborted children, their mothers, fathers, politicians, or people that disagree with us, none of those people or situations escapes the power of redemption of the cross of Christ. And that's the truth, and it's something for us to cling to in just kind of a humble way today. On Good Friday, we have that beautiful hymn, that beautiful prayer of "Behold the cross, our hope, Ave Crux Spes Unica." Building a culture of life begins from the hope of the cross where life conquered death. Our prayer and our penance should bring us back to the cross, our one hope, His altar of sacrifice where His mercy flowed out for you and for me and for every person that has ever been in these challenging circumstances. From the cross sprouts and grows faith, hope, and love. The cross grows faith. Faith in a God who has not forgotten us, especially the innocent and defenseless, as well as the confused, conflicted, wounded, suffering. Faith in a God who is the Lord of all hearts, who knows all of these hearts, a God who invites us to share in the sufferings of His Son and makes use of it and delights in us when we offer, you know, prayer and penance to avail ourselves of that gift and believe that the Lord uses it. The cross grows hope that all things work together for those who love God, hope that one day at a time, one prayer, one offering, one phone call, letter, one march for life at a time, that the Lord is using all of this to prepare the way for victories here on earth, but ultimately for the victory of the glorious day of heaven. And then the cross grows love, which is friendship with God and a desire to put the other's good before our own. Love that is patient, kind, expansive, and believes all things and endures all things, and love which never fails. That love which every human life is made from and is made for, and nothing less. So just we pray for that grace today to take opportunities for just intentional prayer and little things that we can offer up, to do some concrete penance, to give alms in some way, to give of our time and talent and treasure. And Lord, to help us to humble us as we pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.